Southern, I'm flat. Listen, how can you don't feel? I don't laugh, but never been scary. Don't wake and bake, but in my zone. Like the one can left home alone. Play the keys like Alicia, please. Need my pocket switch, talk cheap. GQ for the camera, ayy. I ain't really like the new way. I am on my own highway.
What's good, y'all? It's the Hot Box Chronicles.
What it do? What it do? What it do?
Yeah.
What's good? What's good, y'all? It's your boy, you know, hey, Day. Show out, you know, the host with the most.
Boy, Nation Boy, bopping this bitch. You feel what I'm saying? Grounded box, man. Spiritual box, you know. You know, I got so many titles, you know. It's just, let me be quiet right now. Oh, yeah. So, sirs, how you been? I mean, my bad. I'm sorry. Mr. Pad the Mayonnaise.
What? Waiting on you to introduce yourself.
I did.
What did you say?
I'm Pat.
Every episode we have a problem with this nigga introducing himself. Okay. Nick. Oh, yeah, my fault. Yeah, I am Pat.
They do know that's me, right. So I ain't got to introduce myself.
Nick, always got to introduce
yourself. Yeah, I respect
myself.
That, bro.
What episode number this is, Pat? Wrong. Thanks, but at least you know what's going on. You fine? That's all that matters, nigga. At least he in here.
Shit, girl. Last week was wrong.
No, yeah. We had five. We did the fifth episode last week.
Yeah.
No. Nigga didn't even like the plan. Yeah.
Sold you that ooh.
And that the dope man that sold me the ooh wee.
No, it's that ooh ooh. Well, you get how you don't light it. That's that ooh ooh ooh.
Facts, no lie. Right, yes, how your brothers doing? How your young kings doing?
Shit, I'm living, so I can't complain.
I'm good.
Facts.
Dealing with these bullshit out here, just messing.
Dealing with
besides that, that's all good.
That's what's up. Most definitely, you know, things is coming in crazy, but 10 toes on it, of course. Say hello, Alex, boy. Put two hands to the sky.
You know
it. Fuck around. I'm glad we're here. I wanted, you know what I'm saying, to make sure. I had a topic for us, right? Some crazy shit I was thinking about.
Before we get into that, mm-hmm. That's another topic, but we're going to get on yours first. But, you know what I'm saying? This is from a fan that had asked me to, you know what I'm saying, address this topic. I tried to get him to come, but hey, when I'm not going home to go. He had music booming, so I'm like, it's either personal time or he end up with somebody. So I just like,
clapping.
Yeah, time to bounce. So ain't finna stop nothing. Like, But yeah, we're gonna get on that topic too. There may be another episode, but you know,
sure,
it depends on how long this one goes. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, thanks. That shit sounds interesting. I ain't gonna hold it.
Huh?
That sounded interesting, nigga.
Hey, from when the nigga told me, bro, I had to play a song. Nigga, like, damn. Nigga.
You know when you gotta drop the tune for a nigga, it's real.
It's like, damn.
Well, you gotta drop the tune, each nigga?
Yeah.
It's real.
That made a nigga see that thing, too. Like, okay, that is true.
Facts.
So, yeah, we gonna hop on yours a little bit, sir.
Well, my topic, because that topic is crazy as fuck, but my topic on some real shit. Are we spoiled as humans? That's my topic. Are we spoiled? Like, that's what I want to know. Are we spoiled as Americans? Are we spoiled as humans? And I say that because, son, niggas was really feeling their swagger until COVID hit. And America said, yo, put everybody in the house. Everybody's grounded. You bitches want to keep blowing your nose and everything? Everyone's grounded.
Yeah, I think
people got too much freedom.
Yeah, I think as humans.
That's what I said. Do you feel like we spoiled?
Yeah, I think we spoiled.
Now that's just something to think about. Like, if you think about it.
And I can't say all humans. Because all humans.
No, all.
Because this is what I'm saying. I can't say all humans.
Well, yeah.
Because some do have to still live by the ancient. I ain't going to say ancient ways, but the. How should I say, bro? It is ancient ways.
Because I'm not talking about, no spoiled shit like, oh, this nigga got to buy a car, you know.
No. What like, I'm saying, though, in that type. Then I'm just saying, speaking in general. Some of us really are. That shit is handed to us.
Thanks.
Real shit. You may have to go work a little job or something. You might have to work 40, 50, 60, 70, 80 hours a week. But yeah.
No, not even that. I'm talking about some spoiled shit like.
I'm rocking around to that part.
Mm-hmm.
But it's still, at the end of the day, shit is given to us because we don't really have to work. If you think about it, we don't have to work for nothing to eat. The shit gonna be. It's a McDonald's right down the street. It's always a family member or somebody is clicking up. You want something to eat? You dig what I'm saying? So
nah, some people ain't got family now.
You're right. But I guarantee you, there's a soup kitchen somewhere. You know what I'm saying? There's a homeless shelter somewhere. It might not be in every city, but it's probably a next county or the next, you know what I'm saying, bus trip over some shit.
It's a bus trip over.
But you never know. You dig what I'm saying?
Facts. Facts. That's definitely.
But think about it. It's always, you know what I'm saying? But that's just my look on it. That's how I feel. But yeah. To answer your question, yes. I think it's humans who are spoiled as fuck. Me and me too, because I'm one of them.
Like, gee, yeah. Shit. It's something to think about, though. It's something to definitely think about.
I really do. Spoiled focus.
Thanks. I ain't gonna lie, I was sitting there, I was just thinking, like, damn, like, are we spoiled? Like, we didn't got to the point where we got so comfortable to be like, shit, we go outside with no problems, nigga. We can do what we want, how we want it.
Exactly.
And the little virus comes and shut shit down in a matter of months. And like, now I got people following precaution, moving more differently. People attacking each other over the shit, over just wearing protection.
Mother Nature don't show you, bitch. I'm still in charge. Let me show you. Like, sit your hand down. You know what I'm saying?
Nah, not even shit. You know that white man made it in that lab in China.
This stupid niggas. Well, it's still natural disasters that happen to show you, like, hey, look, I'm still here whipping the ass. Like,
don't
just cancel me.
Mother Nature always gonna get hers.
Yeah, facts, nigga. I don't give a fuck what man do. I'm still here. This is me. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying?
Mother Nature's the earth of God. It's a man. Mother Nature's the woman. I'm telling you, they be beefing. They be having their moments. They start beefing. You get the thunderstorms, tsunamis, and shit. Oh, you wanna play with me? Nigga, you ain't getting these kids. Come on.
Yo, that's fucking funny.
Tsunami. Swim. Let me see these kids. You think it's a game, huh?
Oh, she mad. A hurricane.
You know what? You want to keep fuck with me? Huh? You know, I'm taking all the kids next week. Plane crash down the street. Like, what? And I hate to say it like that,
you
but, you know.
You stupid, bro. But, nah, I was about to get on a tangent on the weather, but, you know what I'm saying? But we're going to stick up to the topic.
Shit, go on the tangent, shit. Let them know what's saying. This is Hotbox Chronicles. You already know how we get it popping. You already know what we say. It comes out of mind and how it is. And people need to understand what's going on.
Nah, okay. Really, you want me to do? Okay. When you got to talk about Mother Nature and shit. When you got to talk about Mother Nature and shit. I was just thinking, like, I always thought about this. Mm. How come all the hurricanes only took the path of the slave ships? Like, you ain't never just see one come from the Pacific Ocean or some shit. It, like, it always come from the bottom part of Africa or in Atlantic somewhere.
Because they just, always, like, cause they follow it. They follow the current.
Man, I don't know, though. Nigga, there ain't all this ocean out there, bitch, got the same current.
Yeah. It should do. It all meets up in one spot. They cross.
Okay, what about the Indios?
The Antarctic.
What about that one?
They all intersect with each other. At some point, they do.
Well, which mean as far as intersect? You got some oceans
like,
that don't mix.
They, like, bro. Like,
they got a, like, a fresh like, and salt water don't mix, and you can see it, right? You see the water. You see the clear one. You see the ashy salt water. You see it. I'm just saying.
You get me lost, sir. Yeah, I be thinking about certain shit like that. Like, ever since I seen, like, from middle school, the summer of, well, I'll say the freshman summer, because I was going to ninth grade. Ever since I seen that video of that nigga making them fucking clouds, bro, and releasing them bitches to the fucking sky. Oh, no. I question every goddamn thing about the weather now. Like, fuck that.
Oh, nah. I ain't gonna question the weather. The weather's, that's nah, real.
Certain shit, I just be like, this ain't right. Mm-mm. Like, how you get all fucking seasons in one day?
Well, that's because what motherfuckers is doing to the planet in reaction with the atmosphere.
Man, see? Stop fucking with shit. But you know,
nah, it's the shit they be producing. For motherfuckers to look pretty. Motherfuckers to ride nice. Hey, to do certain shit here.
Bro.
You feel me?
When we was in Watertown, bro, I seen that shit happen in one day, bro. Fucking blizzard at nighttime, you did.
Oh, yeah.
It started at fucking midnight. By the time I woke up, son, they were a little sleep.
Look at California. These niggas, they have earthquakes, motherfucking firestorms. Sometimes they might get a rain. Sometimes there's snow on the top. Like, hello. Like, but it's just that what we do to the planet, what we put in the atmosphere, that's fucking up the atmosphere pressure. And that shit just letting shit rip.
So, question. What, this is what else shit. What if humans didn't fuck up the planet? What do you think it'd be like? You think it'd be that pretty ass green that they showed it?
Fact, I ain't gonna hold
that Michael Jackson showed in Earth like, at the beginning.
So I really believe it'd be on some shit. Yeah.
On some Avatar shit, you got the true life shit type. Like,
but see, this is the kicker with that shit now. If you take away modern technology. Let's take away technology and just keep it on some hunting shit like Apocalypto. That was my shit. Them niggas will run through them jungles, boy. You know, you seen that shit?
Yes, sir.
Boy. But fuck around. Let's keep it on that shit. Everything's gonna grow. Everything's gonna constantly grow. But see, then you're gonna come to a point where the animals start to evolve. So the shit you hunting is gonna come to a point where he's gonna be hunting your ass. So it's like, it's adaptive, you know what I'm saying?
It's called the circle of life.
You feel me? So now you hunting that motherfucker 10 years down the line, nigga, you running from the same shit you was hunting last month. Like, you feel me? Like, you chasing this nigga, next thing you know, he flying. Shooting stingers at you. Oh, this nigga changed the game. Like, you feel me? Now you got to change up. Okay, so we can't throw spears no more. Shit. You feel me? No more throwing spears because he's flying now. We got to make bow and arrows. Like, you feel me? You got to make change. That's why everything's going to adapt. That's what's going to be crazy. But it's gonna, I believe it's going to look like that.
What if everybody was a vegan? Or I ain't gonna say vegan. Or what if everybody was healthy, like they eat meat? That would be crazy, wouldn't it? McDonald's wouldn't exist. Pizza Hut? These niggas be making veggie burgers, bro.
I can't go without eating no more.
But I'm just saying, these niggas making veggie burgers. You got a plant-based burger for real. Made out of peas.
Oh, wow.
Oh, mushroom type shit.
Nah, like, but, you know, the world would, like, so I say that to say this. Shit, if everybody was just, you know what I'm saying, all vegetables and shit like that.
Be fit,
nah, cause then a point to come to, you'll have niggas talking about, oh, I'm carnivore now. Like, I'm carnivore, like, and that's gonna be the fad. You feel me? Yeah. Then they're gonna be talking about, stop eating God's greens. He put their these greens have a life. Like, you feel me? And then there's gonna be a movement. You know, I want to be a carnivore. Nah, but this how it's gonna be. Niggas gonna be like, I'm vegan. Then it's gonna, nah, I'm vegetarian. Then it's gonna go, nah, I'm a pescatarian. Then you're going to have that one motherfucker, nah, I'm carnivore, pro-carnivore. You're going to have the whole carnivore movement, nigga. You feel me?
Did I try that little bird that brother around here?
You feel me? Every time we are eating lettuce and all that stuff, it's hurting Gaia. It's hurting her. So we need to start eating these animals because that's what they're here for. That's going to be the conversation.
Like that,
that's going to be the conversation. Gee, shit.
That would be funny, though. Like, I like the people, like, you know what I'm saying? I just like what if shits all the time.
Shit,
like,
that shit's something to think about, boy. You be sitting there on some real shit, like, well, look at that.
You look so healthy, bro.
Yeah, they say a parallel universe is just the opposite of what's going on here. So think about it. Everybody talking pro-vegan. These niggas over there, pro-carnivore, like, a whole movement for the shit.
Universe?
Huh?
You believe in
parallel? Hell yeah, I believe it's a parallel universe out there.
What's up?
I believe there's the other side. Hey. But this is the thing. Do you want to meet that side?
Yes, sir.
Do you believe it? Do you want to go see that side? Would you like to meet your anti-self?
I don't damn care.
You pull up on that nigga. That nigga a whole serial killer out this bitch.
Oh, nice to meet you.
That nigga like, oh, yeah, if I murk him, I get to switch sides with him. Now you fighting this nigga for the next 3 days.
Yeah, that would be some crazy shit.
You feel me? You never know what that nigga might be on. He might be on some scheme, some fuck shit.
Boy, shit. Family guy told us with Stewie made his brother.
Like, you feel me? Not even that? Nah, but see, they came out the same balls. That's different. You feel
that's
me?
That's sad, though. But that nigga was evil as shit, though.
Mm-hmm. That's like saying,
Stewie was someone, you know, everybody knows Stewie.
Not even that. Let's do it like this.
Other type shit.
I ain't gonna say that rat name, but y'all know who I'm talking about, the Rainbow Rat.
Yeah.
Son, in the parallel universe, he's a G.
Where?
I'm saying, in a parallel universe, I bet money if the parallel universe hits on that side, that nigga probably Al Capone or some shit.
That would be funny as shit.
You feel me? You know, in this universe.
You said all the rats gonna be G's over there?
You never know.
So you said all the lawyer niggas that's some truth. That's bullshit.
Like, you mean just.
You can't tell me that. Nah. I got an offer just because of that. No, nigga.
Like, on some real shit.
So you say you see your doppelganger, he's a rat. I gotta get him. No, because niggas gonna be thinking that's me. No.
You see what I'm saying?
That's the off you,
think
sir.
About it. You go to gym, Joe, like, yo, gym.
Yeah.
Son.
The other side, tell me.
The other side's a rat. Man, fuck out of here. You know what I'm saying? Exactly. On some Dipset shit. You lying. Look, look. Yeah, my name is Jim, and my name is Jimmy Jones, and that guy right there, he's a banger.
Like, yeah, that's
bullshit. Ain't that you? Like, yeah, but still, I don't believe that.
That's some shit, though.
That's something to think about.
That's wild, bro.
There's definitely something to think about, dude. What you think, Pat? What, you know what I'm saying? You meet Pat 2.0. What you doing? What's going on?
I don't know.
He rich, though. You meet Pat 2.0. He rich. Ooh. That nigga, he the motherfucking Jeff Bezos.
I probably just rob him and come back to my world.
This bitch, I'm robbing myself.
This nigga.
It ain't bad you rob yourself.
Gemini man, he told me, hey, bitch, stop. I'm finna show you what about to go on. That's basically what Gemini man was like. Hey, that's a fly ass movie, though. I fuck with that movie.
Mm-hmm. It's just the only thing about Will Smith movies.
It reminds me of that movie. What's that? It's like the fucking. Where they went to that ski resort. And then they went into the little hot tub and turn into
a hot tub time machine.
I was just about to say that. Yeah. Yes, sir. That shit funny.
That shit.
But yeah, not to get off topic. The only thing about Will Smith movies, you can always see this nigga stunt double or the graphic they use for his face.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I'm like, Will, talk to you. I just be wanting, like, we're not famous enough to just be giving advice to Will, but Will. I'm like, dude.
All that damn money?
Like, they paying you all the money? Like, are you taking the budget that hard? They can't just hook you up with a better stunt double or a good CGI. Well, let them get $2 million up off you. Like take a $2 million cut. That's all.
We have to pay Will, though. We have to pay him.
Bro. Nah, did you see the reunion with him and Janet Hewitt? Mm-hmm. That shit was deep, boy. Mm-hmm. But I respect him for that. I respect both of them for that.
She said, why? That he can be a nigga barely answer.
Exactly. Because it was on some childish shit, you know what I'm saying? That's what young, dumb, and full of cum motherfuckers do.
Yep.
You feel me?
You know.
Because she said, I was that little black bitch everybody referred me to. I said, oh,
no, not
shit.
Me,
though.
Not me.
I said, damn.
She was never. She was the OG.
Like I said,
she was the OG, bro.
She used to my people message her and DM her and all that stuff. Threatening her and cursing her. First and foremost, nigga, we loved you, Janet. Like, we love you on some real shit. We was like, yo, where'd she go? Like, don't get a twist. Whoever's DMing you, that's them. Like, fuck them niggas. They stupid as fuck.
That mean they just called
we were looking for you. Like, damn, where'd she go?
They caught the one season she was on and the next season.
Exactly. Like, to be a whole man.
Nigga, I know it hurt me when she left too, because I was.
What? The niggas got tired of motherfuckers walking up the steps and disappearing now.
You feel me? No, it don't work like that.
I said, nah, you know, Will didn't just walk off easy on that shit. Niggas got upset with that. Like, well, wait a minute. What's going on? You know. You're like, where Harry left? Oh, wait a minute now. Hold on. What's going on here? Where the fuck is Harry? Like, we ain't saying this sister ain't beautiful. We love our black queens, but where's Harry?
Hey, niggas
gonna
be knowing
their
tight time,
bro. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I read something on Facebook earlier. This chick said that she had a problem with somebody calling mixed kids. Because you know mulatto means mix, right? Mulatto.
You took the words out of my mouth. I'm about to say milky mulatto. You took the words out of my fucking mouth, boy. Oh my God. Cleaner. Nigga, I was going to say milky mulatto. Is that what it means? You look it up and see that's what it means?
That's what it means. It's really.
Did you look it up and see that? Don't assume that's what it means. Look it up on, you know what I'm saying?
I'm mixed, bro.
No. Look it up. Camelato could be a coffee. It could be espresso. You know what they're saying? Look it up to make sure.
It's still mixed, bitch.
That don't mean that's the definition of mixture.
What's
this bitch said milky mulatto.
What's the bitch name?
Let me see.
What's the little celebrity name? Mulatto or whatever?
I don't know.
What that bitch? I mean,
I know you talking about shorty that be rapping.
Yeah.
Oh, she knows your name, though.
Bitch, I was mulatto first. How dare you?
Don't you ever do that.
No, I was just fucking with you.
Excuse me. Oh, mulatto. Not mulatto. Mulatto. Nah, how you spell Mickey Mulatto, it was different. You know, I was thinking.
You said, I ain't never said
that. When you spelled Mickey Mulatto on that goddamn PS4 that day?
No, I did not.
How you spell Mickey Mulatto? It was with an I. You spelled it with an M-I. That's how I'm thinking of a coffee drink. I don't think of some espresso or some shit.
This nigga is stupid.
I love you, though, bro. Don't you, man? I love you. I'll never forget that shit. I got on that PlayStation.
You never heard me put. You ain't never seen no Milky Mulatto.
No, you. What was your name on the PlayStation? It wasn't Milky Mulatto, but it was some Mulatto or something. What was the name? You know, bitch, you know the name. What was the name on the PlayStation?
It wasn't no Milky Mulatto.
Bro, what was the name? I could have sworn that's what it was. What was it, bro? This nigga is crying. He is fucking dying. This nigga is dying.
I'm fucking dying, bro. No, it was Rasta Mulatto.
It's who?
It was Rasta Mulatto.
Oh, Rasta Mulatto. I knew it was some Mulatto.
He's a
this bitch said Milky Mulatto.
You said Milky Mulatto.
What? No, Bop started it first. You heard Bop say Milky Mulatto first, nigga.
He's Rasta Mulatto.
That nigga is stupid.
Oh, shit.
Oh, wow.
Now, welcome to the How About Crunch.
Thanks, nigga. Thanks.
Yeah, we had a moment.
Oh,
that
shit
was funny.
Oh, it's stupid, but I swear.
Y'all see it, man.
That shit was funny.
Right, shit, I wouldn't trade hosts with y'all either.
Boy, I'm telling you, that shit was funny. This nigga died back here.
Y'all got
an
excuse. That shit was funny. I don't care what nobody said. Oh, boy.
And this nigga was dying.
I couldn't stop it,
bro. I thought, you about to cry laughing, nigga, on some real shit. Oh, my God. Y'all gotta forgive us. That was a classic. But yeah. But what, back to what you were saying.
He said mulatto means mixed.
Yeah. When I looked it up, it do mean mixed. It say a mixture of European and African descent. So basically, the Oreo that he is.
Oh, duh.
I'm just saying.
Oh, this nigga calls your Oreo. That's fucked up.
He's my nigga. Nah, I'm playing. But what happened to what you're saying, though?
That shit, I seen that shit on Facebook. The chick was, they were saying she canceled her birthday party or something because somebody had a problem with her name or something. And that's what her name
was. Well, first of all, ain't nobody gonna leave. You can't my motherfucking birthday party. Birthday party. I was a gift to the world on that day. We gonna celebrate that.
On that day,
I'm gonna
have a big ass shirt with my name on it.
Hello.
You said
something.
I'm gonna have a
hello. I'm gonna put my name in and put three times so they know they gotta say it three times.
Facts.
Daquan, three times three. What that mean? Daquan. There you go. Up facts. There you go. There you go.
Shit.
Learn that shit. I need all the pronunciation and that shit. I might put parentheses under it. Nigga, what?
I can't believe it. I'm still tripping all that shit.
You stupid.
I'm silly, man, because y'all foolish.
Blame us, huh?
Yep. Man, y'all fault.
That shit was a classic. This nigga still died.
Oh, word.
Facts. So, Patty, do you feel like America's small?
Fucking right.
Yeah,
small. Oh shit! I felt that. You said that shit like when you felt it, nigga. I seen your chest rise when you said that shit. Why you feel like what you know, saying? Give me input, bro.
America's small. Go to another country and see how they living.
Oh, first of all, I ain't leaving this motherfucker. That's unless I'm going to Africa
America
or Jamaica.
Like,
I'm gonna tell you, I ain't going to that. They don't look like me.
We got houses. We got lights. We got money.
Yeah. Our money don't mean shit in the world. That's the kicker. Our money ain't shit nowhere.
The motherfuckers gotta find, they gotta find running water and make the water run.
Yeah.
To where it gotta go. True shit. They gotta light candles.
So question, could y'all ever, could y'all ever drink out the creek? Out of, not the creek, but the streets. Like, could you take a water out of a crack of a street?
Life happens, get like that.
Out the street?
Yeah. Would you hit that little cup? The cup, boy, you thirsty, B. You been walking, you know what I'm saying? Ain't nothing to drink out here, B. What you doing? You gonna cup the water in the street?
You got urine.
It's running to the storm drain. You hit that motherfucker.
You got urine.
Huh?
You got urine.
Nah, you can't drink urine. Urea is a diuretic. It'll dry, it'll make you run, it'll make you dehydrated. You gonna dehydrate fast.
Nah, you can drink your urine if you want to.
Nah, don't tell these people that shit.
You can squeeze water from shit if you want. Like
on that movie where they drinking lizard piss.
Oh hell no! Nah. Yeah, like, you want to drink another motherfucker's piss? What the fuck?
You know what I'm saying? Shit, put in it like a soccer or something like that, and squeeze it, and the water come out. Yeah, that's on some real
diet emergency. Bro, I'm not gonna even do
this. Super,
shit. Like, I would cut a fucking hole in the tree if I do that. Drink sap, nigga. You got me fucked.
Facts, nigga. I seen that shit.
I would drink sap, nigga. It might be nasty.
There's me this.
In this life, a bitch will
have. But certain trees you can't drink the sap. You fuck around dying that motherfucker.
So when they first sip, hit your ass. Gamer.
Nah, what you do is take get the end of a stale. Get a little ant, dip his ass in it, and put it on your tongue and see if you get a little sting. Oh.
Oh, you stupid.
I'm seeing wild mushrooms growing and shit. Yeah, I don't need to eat that.
True shit. I don't know. I'm good with that shit.
That's just something to think about. What you about to say, Pat?
Mm-hmm.
What you about to say?
You can filter it.
Mm-hmm.
Filter what?
Water.
Oh, yeah, facts. Hell yeah.
That's what I said.
You can boil it. You can find like a rock.
But you boil running water, not stagnant water.
Mm-hmm. That's what I'm saying.
Mm-hmm. Fuck around drinking the wrong water, but
you
want
to. I learned this shit in the military. You can take a boulder that got moss on it.
I know exactly what you get.
And turn it to where the current's coming down, and then it'll run the water that runs off the top of the rock
mm-hmm.
is what you filter into a bottle.
Yeah, because that's where the minerals are going through.
You drink it like it.
He was paying attention when he was out there. He wasn't just wasting our tax money. He was paying attention.
They might have taught you something like that. Beside killing niggas. They might have taught you
He wasn't wasting our tax money. He was doing something. He was out there learning.
I'm about to learn something.
You did.
Learning. Load a goddamn
rifle. Thank you. Yeah, I'm really out here thinking my tax money is going down the drain.
No, I just thought it was just buying ammo and teaching niggas how to kill. That's all I really thought.
Oh, you know what I'm
saying? Nah, they don't teach you how to kill. They teach you how to defend.
Bullshit.
Defend what?
Yourself.
First and foremost, you ain't defending yourself when you're going out there to kill somebody.
You gotta defend everybody.
I need you to go kill this man. Oh, we're defending ourselves.
Thank you.
You went to this nigga house to shoot this nigga.
He's chilling.
He at home thinking everything's okay.
He's smoking with his
that nigga in the crib like, shit, yeah, I didn't physically go over there. I sent somebody to drop a bomb or two.
That's what
like they're doing. Them niggas done creeped in his house and smoked him in front of his kids.
You defend yourself when you drop 12 bombs.
This will make it bad. They done smoked the man in front of his kids.
Hey, look.
It get worse thinking like, he gets shot in front of his kids.
We didn't drop.
They hit one of the niggas say, shh. Are we bringing him dead or alive? No, we chose to kill him.
Like,
you could have brought him alive. Yeah, we didn't want to, though. We heard he talked too much on trips. No,
that's
we didn't want
too,
to.
Like,
that shit's illegal.
What?
Can't do that shit. You can't go out there and kill nobody.
No, they said dead or alive.
Yeah, dead or alive. They don't give a fuck. As long as he got his head.
Uh-huh. Like, you see how they did Osama? They got that nigga.
That's if
you was fucked up.
Posing with the nigga, bro.
Not even that.
That's if that's the order, though.
Well, it's fucked up about the Osama shit.
Take a picture with the nigga.
I understand y'all want to kill him. Y'all can get back to his people. Let him bury him. They took that nigga over the ocean in America and threw that nigga in the water. That is fucked up. That's the lowest of low. What? You know what we're going to do for that fucker? Throw that bitch in the water. Let the sharks finish.
Can we have him? No.
Fuck no. You.
Facts? No.
We want to bury our family. Nigga, we're going to send you a motherfucking poster dummy.
Hey, facts.
Bury this wax statue. Hey.
You got a billboard of his ass.
That is fucked up.
Yeah, that shit is crazy.
So I was just thinking about that shit.
How
I said,
you
want
to be bullies and still be scared? That's the part I don't understand. You want to be a world police but still shit. Uh-uh.
Man, I went.
Be an asshole all the way.
There's this guy I went to. I was training
with. That's how I feel. Why you going to be an asshole half the way?
And we went to.
You're going
to
be one cheek of both.
NTC or we was in JROTC in Louisiana
mm-hmm.
and they were training and this man was we were supposed to be shooting, but they were like fake rounds. And he said he hiding behind the truck. Everybody else shooting back. He hiding behind the truck.
You know what he do? You know what you do with him?
You see his ass.
Send his ass right back to camp.
No, fuck you don't.
Nah, because we need to decommission this nigga.
So first of all, this is what you do not do. You send him back to camp. He didn't get it the first time. He don't need to try.
No, I ain't say try. I said decommission him before you send him back home. He needs to decommission.
Yes, sir.
Before you send him back home, decommission that nigga.
Because I damn. Now, but still, though.
Don't send that nigga there home commissioned.
The best nigga out there in combat training, the nigga might get shot when it might get shot on shell shots when that he get over there and hit that first round go out. That first ball dropped. This nigga stuck against a rock. Now,
nigga, first of all, you heard, nigga, first, hold on, wait. These niggas said, we're shooting blanks out there. This is just practice. Nigga, two rounds went off. He went to hide it. This ain't even the real thing. Oh, no.
You shoot that nigga with a paintball gun. He needs to go. Send him home.
That nigga needs to go. And you know what you put on his head? Dunce. He's a waste of time.
Nigga, it's on his file. So anytime they run a nigga name, nothing.
What is your name, Mr. Tyler?
I just want to be a journalist. Oh, no.
It's listed in here that you're a pussy.
I just wanted to take fucking pictures, man. No.
They listed you in here as a pussy. What?
Even the photographers know how to shoot. We ain't playing out here. Get your ass home. Go home. Bye.
Facts. Can I take a picture of my graduating class?
When you graduated? Not today.
We don't want you. Look, we don't want you to come to the meetings, man.
That's crazy.
That's just something to think about.
Well, can I be MP? Fuck no, nigga. Like, no. I'd be damned. Nigga, no. No.
It's something to fucking think about. I'm here to tell you.
No, because I'm going to see, like, sometimes I be watching that type shit because niggas get on that, you know what I'm saying? We get the new shit. I be watching the eyewitness shit. So they be, you know, because they have them cameras and shit strapped onto their helmets and shit.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, I be watching that type time, bro. Swear to God, this little nigga got off the little, the helicopter they flying on.
Mm-hmm.
Nigga hopped out there talking that big boy shit. You dig what I'm saying? These niggas in Death Valley and he talking that dumb dumb shit. So they walking against the rocks and shit, you know what I'm saying? Doing they thug against the little,
I know you talking.
Bro, a sniper. They couldn't find the motherfucker. The sniper, he missed the crew. I don't know how he missed them, cause nigga, you got to drop on there. This is right now. If you sit right here posted and goddamn a nigga walk by, and you know you supposed to take him out. How you miss that shot? Exactly. It's a group of them niggas. And he got too anxious. And nigga missed him. So them niggas fall against the rock, bro. You know what I'm saying? Ready to get, they kneeling down behind rocks. They shooting back. You dig what I'm saying?
How you shoot back at something you can't see?
Exactly. They cease fire. You dig what I'm saying? So they trying to pinpoint the little flashbang from the little muzzle.
That's the only unfair thing, bro. Sniper, bro. That nigga changes the game, boy.
Facts, bro.
He changes the battlefield.
Damn. They looking for this little flashbang from the muzzle. I'm looking like, bro, this nigga is some rocks, bro. I don't think y'all gonna find it, dude. You dig what I'm saying?
You be surprised how they find it now.
Bro, tell me about it. So they get up, they get back up, you know what I'm saying? The shit, they can take a couple more steps. Let off on their ass again. You dig what I'm saying? By that time, one of the niggas is, they count, you know how they count the niggas. Mm-hmm. One of the niggas they can't find, bro. From the first little gunfight they had, this nigga's laid against a rock on the ground. He stuck. He can't move since the first shot.
Yeah, that nigga said, yo, this nigga is shooting from the middle of nowhere. That nigga thinking like, so I don't know where he at. Because you come to the point where you sit here like, son.
This nigga laid.
Yo, this nigga is in the rock somewhere. Or we're in his home turf. I done looked 14 times and don't see nobody. But I'm hearing them. And they're hitting. They're accurate, nigga. They're flinging shit by us. Where do we look? Where do we start looking? Like, where do we look? Like, nigga be scared.
That nigga laid down on their back with their gun against their chest.
Yeah, it's something to think about.
Like, bro. And that's the type of shit, like...
Then I said...
You can't tell me, keep walking. Nigga, we ain't eliminated this nigga yet. No. Talking about, no. I'm with your homie, nigga. I'm laying right here till y'all catch me. Y'all gonna do y'all thug this one.
Where our sniper at?
Yeah. Yes. Yeah.
Fuck the sniper, nigga. Y'all been dropping balls.
Nigga, I'm saying behind something till we find this nigga.
Nigga, yes, it's a whole mountain range. Blanket, shoot.
He can't shoot one at a time.
Shit, blanket that motherfucker. I don't give a fuck who all of them.
Hold on, wait. Pat, you gonna take us to commercial break?
Huh?
You gonna take us to commercial break?
Okay.
Don't matter.
Go ahead, take us to commercial break. Let me see what you're gonna say.
Huh?
Let me see what you're gonna say. Take us to commercial break.
We gotta take a break.
We gotta take a break.
Yeah. Subscribe, listen, follow, all that good stuff, and we'll be back.
Shop at Crafty Creations 1 _ on Instagram or Crafty Creations 5 on Facebook for all your customization needs. We specialize in custom ashtrays, rolling tray sets, liquor bottles, wine glasses, mugs, cups, personalized pocketbooks, and dominoes. You name it, we craft it. Thank you.
What it do? We back. No from commercial break.
FedEx.
You know, we live with it.
Fellas. FedEx.
Fellas.
We're
here. How y'all doing, man?
You know, I'm doing good. You know what I'm saying? I can't speak for all of us, but I'm doing wonderful. That's
good. We're going to address this all.
Elephant in the room, as they say.
No, we didn't say elephant in the room.
You know, that's what they say when you say address this elephant
in the room. Nah. Just a question that one of the fans had asked. You know what I'm saying? He asked me and I couldn't answer, you know what I'm saying, because I don't know. You dig what I'm saying? Everything is different from everybody. But he asked, how do you know when you love someone?
Oh, he got deep.
Yeah, exactly. So I'm like I said, everything is different from everybody. So I'm like, I don't even know, bro. You know what I'm saying? And then he went to explain it, like, man, certain situations he been through to where he really can't trust motherfuckers and shit. So I'm like, you dig what I'm saying? I'm like, I don't know. So I want, like, how would you guys help that gentleman?
Let me see. What was the question? Say the question again.
How do you know when you love someone?
How do you know when you love someone?
Yeah.
You want to go first, man? You want to go first, Matt?
I just played Quando Rondo.
This bitch.
Shit, I don't know.
You said, how do you know when you? How do you know for sure when you?
No,
love
how
someone?
Do you know when you love someone?
How you know when you love someone? That's the question that was asking me, and I couldn't give you no answer. I was just like, shit, it was just really just different for everybody. But you know, that's the typical bullshit ass answer. I can't get that man that shit. So, how would you guys help him out?
Shit, for me is when you fully, I ain't gonna say fully depend on somebody, but when you know for a fact that person there with no question asked, then that's a sign. Cause that's like, I mean, you saying in general or in a relationship?
In general, I guess. He didn't specify. He didn't say, how do you know you love someone? Exactly. Exactly. Right.
You know when you love somebody when you give your all and your life for that person. You know you love somebody when you give your life for that person. That's it right there. That's it. You're giving up something that you value the most.
What?
For another motherfucker. What? Life.
Shit, the military do it all the time. I mean, they love
motherfuckers. Nah, I said. Well, you know, the government don't care about nobody.
Good job, man.
No, but I'm talking as far as, you know what I'm saying, you with somebody else, you know what I'm saying? You know you love that person. You willing to,
he ain't talking about
you willing to die to protect it. You feel like, shit, your grandma. Everybody love their grandma to where they know if a nigga wants to walk down the street and spit on your grandma, you ain't going to just walk by.
Yeah, grandma.
You ain't gonna swing. You gonna kill that nigga. That nigga got to die. He disrespected the cook of the house, of the family.
That's the answer I'm gonna give him when I see him again. Right there. Right there.
Yeah, I'm just
how
saying.
Do you know he loves somebody? Will you say it one time so I can get
when you know? Basically, when you know you're willing to risk it all for, when you're willing to die for what you want to protect.
That's bullshit. The part about grandma and
oh, yeah. If somebody spit on your grandmother, ain't no talking. You're not going to swing. You're not going to walk by. He's going to die. You're going to kill him.
So yeah. Basically,
nobody spits on the cook.
They don't say they're going to be on the same level as grandma and my dudes. But when you got that same feeling,
you got.
That when you got that same feeling for
everybody that died for their grandma with no questions asked, like if somebody went to shoot them, they will shield their grandmother.
Okay,
you see what I'm saying? If you can shield another person like that, that's when you know you love that person with no questions asked.
When you can do what for another person?
When you could sacrifice your life. I mean,
I don't know.
You gotta love a motherfucker to sacrifice your life. Exactly. I don't know about that. Because you love yourself.
I don't know about that.
So you were, you just jumping out in front of bullets for niggas? Hmm. You know, sir, calm down. I'll take this one. Go ahead, run. Exactly. So now when you sit there, you like, yo, you know what I'm saying? You sitting there down the street.
First of all, I'm trying to de-escalate the situation.
I'm just saying, they go to busting. Nigga, I'm pretty sure you walking down the street with your girl, but they go to busting, you going to cover her. Like, damn, Granny, get down. You going to cover her.
I'm going down for real, for real.
Yeah. I'm just saying.
Grandma, you get your ass.
Get down here, Grandma. Get down here.
Ooh, I'm
going to tackle. You going to get on her. Like, yo, get down. You feel me?
Push her down.
Now, think about it. If you could do that for a female that you're talking to, you can't tell me you don't love that female. Because you ain't finna just hold you. You might be like, oh, bitch, you better run. You feel me? But if you pull her down and shield her, like, you got to love her. You see what I'm saying? That's how I look at that. You willing to die for it? If you willing to die for it, it's when you love it.
You going to die for that place.
It ain't even about well, some niggas be about to try it. Because them niggas be trying to kill. Them niggas straight kill themselves or somebody else over some try. Like, yeah. That pussy was all I had. Damn, you didn't even say her name. Her name was Tanya, but you know.
I got how I'm I like how you just told the grown man. Yeah, I got you. I know I'm going to sauce it up and give it to him. I got you.
It's just something to think about. You should. Motherfuckers don't play about their grandma, boy.
That's
you walking down the street, some little skinny bitch ass nigga slapped your grandma. guy walking down the block. He like, let it ride. You gonna look right at guy like, you got me fucked up, nigga. What? Nigga, that nigga ass is whipped. Nigga, we can deal with this when we get where we're going.
God can take it back with him.
You feel me? Like,
I tell him straight up, God, I know you ain't gonna trip because you gonna forgive a nigga. So you might as well get on here and forgive a nigga because I'm about to do this nigga dirty.
Shit, you ain't know what I'm finna do, nigga.
Right, like,
nigga, what? He like, don't do it. You got me fucked up, nigga. He slapped my grandma. He's about, don't do it.
Like I said, bitch.
The fuck? Like I said, turn the other cheek. No, I'm about to turn that nigga cheek, all right.
You got me fucked up, huh?
What?
Like I said, bitch. Who? I'm telling when you say leave alone.
All us?
No, it ain't even a who, bitch. I'm saying you got me fucked up.
That's what I'm saying. Something.
God, it was real shit. I know you forgive motherfuckers, so you're going to have to go ahead and forgive me after this. I'm about to do this nigga.
Exactly my point. Like, so, you know you love somebody when you give them that type of treatment.
I don't know, bro. I don't think I can die for another bitch.
You never know that. You can't see.
I said I don't know.
Yeah, that's how I said. Yeah, but it's gonna be you gonna meet a shorty. She gonna be all that you want. Be you gonna be like, oh my god, I got protected. That's me right there. I'll take the bullet. They go to clap and you shoot her like Superman, like Clark Kent, nigga.
Nah, I don't need, but, nah, I can't do that.
Just saying.
If I'm like, I don't need, man, I don't know. Like, I don't know, bro. My shit be on point though. It's hard for me to just, like, get caught in that situation. Like, I know shit can happen, but a nigga be on it, like, type shit. Like.
Son, everybody get caught lacking one time, bitch. I'm here to tell you, everybody will get caught lacking one time.
That's why I said shit can pop off anyone, but, yeah. Nigga, I pick up on shit too well. But, like, right now, nigga, we sitting right here, and I just, you know, like, this dog barking. Nigga, I'm on alert mode now, so anything that come up,
I say that to say this. Anybody can get caught lacking. Nigga, we sitting here, and the fucking missile just drop and blow up half a bar. Just, boom! Nigga, it's over. Just that fast. What can we possibly do? Nigga, they caught us lacking. Yeah. There's certain things you just can't handle. That's why they say, when you get older, certain things you just got to walk away from. And, like, once they drop the bomb, what can we do? But be in heaven like, oh, nigga. Whoever sent that motherfucker, when you get where you going, you're going to meet us.
Oh, yeah. Do you think niggas be fighting on the other side?
I don't think they fight, but I know they be sitting there like, man, boy, you lucky,
you
boy.
Bitch, you. Yeah,
fact. God be sitting there like, go ahead. Go ahead so I can send you down there. You see niggas get cooked every day, B. Like, you know what? Shit is all right.
I'm like, them slide.
Like, you feel me? There's a lot of niggas up in heaven like, man, I can't wait till that nigga kill me, get his ass whipped. Like, you feel me?
That shit crazy. Nigga took you out, and then a week later, you see this nigga right up there in line. Exactly. Oh, this nigga that? No.
Now, you know what'll kill you? You, the nigga that killed you, he in line for heaven, but you stole the bitch pocketbook and you going to hell.
That would be crazy. You,
bruh, he shot me.
You going to go rat? Oh, now you rat.
That's why you're going.
But that's not even rat. That's telltale then, because you right in front of the nigga. You're not rat. It's telltale.
God, really?
Look at what
he did this. He's like,
no. Oh, okay. Nigga. See, we don't need the energy in here. What?
You see right there, it's called jealousy.
No, I said, but it's something to think about, bro. If God was black, B, do you want that? Do you want God to be black?
I really don't give a fuck what he is.
Like, it's something to think about.
That's even if it's a person. What if it's just a being? I mean, like, you know what I'm saying?
No, no, I'm just saying, like, you know what's crazy for me? Mm-hmm. I'm looking at white people like, so you think your God is okay with you enslaving people? like, if you're telling me your God is all this, that, and third, he's okay for enslaving people.
You can't tell me he's that, because in this good-ass book that y'all wrote, The White Man, y'all saying that this white God don't like jealousy and envy and all this bullshit. So why the fuck are y'all doing this shit? So therefore, he don't even like his own people that he created. Because that's what y'all say. He created y'all and everybody else is just him. You know what I'm saying?
No. It said he created Adam and Eve.
And they were white.
And nigga, first of all, Adam and Eve got belly buttons.
Facts.
So that's what I'm thinking about.
That's a different. But you know, that's modern day pictures and technology. We just add those features.
Ah, shit.
They too gummy, man. I couldn't even finish the dumb shit. Like,
you stupid.
But yeah, I don't know. Is there some?
So y'all ready for this shit?
The fuckery on Facebook.
Man, straight bullshit.
Some. I can't see who posted it because they got their name crossed out. Somebody said, "What a difference what a difference some sun gazing makes. Looking forward to perfect vision 2020. Here we come."
Say what?
This nigga said, "What a difference sun gazing makes. Looking forward to perfect vision 2020. Here we come."
Okay, hold up, nigga. You can't put them two together.
Say what?
Actually, this nigga. No, sun gazing does help with.
He said.
On the eyes.
What so a difference sun gazing makes. Looking forward to perfect 2020. Here we come.
Bitch, don't you mean 2021?
Somebody says, so you're staring at the sun, looking directly at the sun. Does that hurt? He said, it doesn't hurt my eyes at all. It improves my vision.
It does. That's real shit. No, that's real shit because I do it. On some real ass shit. That's why I can't stay early morning.
Real shit. No, I'm not looking at sun, nigga. That's terrible for your retina. No. That's how you burn your retina.
No, that's why I say early morning rays, bitch. Look it up. Look up the benefits of sun. I'm being totally honest with you.
Fuck that, nigga.
I'm just saying, but this nigga
burn a hole through my retina, nigga. I need my retina.
This nigga dumb.
Nigga got me fucked up.
But yeah, that's true shit. It does help with clairvoyance of the eyes. Real shit. I am not lying.
I don't see nothing about looking into the fucking sun.
Okay. I'm telling you, that's what I do it, bro. And sunbathing and all that bullshit. But that's on some more shit. But back to this, help me see 2020 shit clear. Sir, no.
I'm not for looking nobody. I'm not for looking at that motherfucker. That'd be the last thing you see, hell.
It's not.
How you. Shit.
You said, how do you sun gaze?
No.
Oh, I thought that's what you were asking.
No. Fuck around and look at that motherfucker sun you want to. You burn a hole in your retina. Last thing you see is a white big ball. And you ain't even die yet. Nigga ain't even dead and see the white light in the tunnel.
Fuck no.
Nigga, you can lose your eyesight and looking at a fucking eclipse.
Okay, but I don't believe that shit.
Okay, well, shit. Tomorrow at 3 o'clock in the afternoon, just stare at the fucking sun.
That's stupid as fuck.
Hey,
why not?
Because the UV rays is what's going to burn your retina.
Didn't I just say I catch the early morning rays? Bitch, I know not to go out there at 3 fucking o'clock in the afternoon and look dead in the sun. That is stupid
This
as
nigga
fuck.
Got the sun emojis up. This nigga is talking about sun gazing. This nigga is talking about looking directly in the fucking sun.
Yes, I look, bro. I'm Garrett. Catch me out there tomorrow.
Nigga, why we can't go at 3 o'clock in the afternoon when that bitch baking 85, 90 degrees?
Because that is stupid as
nigga
fuck.
Nigga, shit be sand.
No, but on some real shit, 12 o'clock I do sunbathe.
We ain't talking about sunbathe. We talking about this nigga.
But I'm telling you.
We talking about this white guy standing out in the street looking into the sun.
3 o'clock, there would be no fucking reason
why. And this dead afternoon, this nigga just looking in the sun.
No, that's not on me. Y'all can do that shit, but I'm not doing that 3 o'clock. Like I said, I catch my early morning rays and call it a day.
Oh, so you sitting there just looking at the sun for 10 minutes?
No, nigga, that's how some people can stare that long, but you work your eyes to get that long. When you stare at that bitch, your shit gonna flicker automatically. You dig what I'm saying?
This nigga be blind at motherfucking 35. We know why.
We got a few more years.
We know why.
We got a few more years.
Hey, y'all, I want to try to
put. I'm serious, though. Like, on some real ass shit, my vision has gotten better doing this.
I'm here to tell you.
Well, OK.
Okay, I'm not lying to you. I do the dumbass shit. It's not dumb, but I do the shit.
Okay.
But for this nigga to say it helped him see 2020 better, I don't understand that shit. How did that help you see 2020 better?
Yeah. I don't know, nigga. That's what I'm saying.
Sir, if it helped you seen that much better,
nigga, to my,
you would have seen all this bullshit.
No. Like, he to my, it's giving him 2020 vision.
No, the fuck is not.
That's what he's saying. When he looks into the sun, it gives him 2020 vision.
That's why I said read it again, because it didn't sound. Yeah. That it said it gives you. Yeah.
What a difference some sun gazing makes. Looking forward to perfect vision. 2020, here we come.
Okay. I thought he was talking about 2020. The year.
Nah, this nigga's talking about.
Because look how it's written. That made me think of a whole
this
year.
This nigga's literally talking about looking at the sun.
Yes.
Yeah.
That does work. It helps with clairvoyance of the eyes. Yes, it does. But I don't know how long he's sitting there doing it. I'm not. You know what I'm saying? I know how I get my little 3-4 rounds in.
He said my little 3-4 rounds
in. I do. I think I get my 3-4 rounds in.
But I was just saying how you said it.
I don't stress my eyes when them bitches starting to. I feel a little stress on them. It's time. That's it. I'm not. Hey, get my last little. You know, my little prana breathing in. And hey, that's a wrap. I do my little pranayama. Call it a day. That's a wrap. That's it, sir. Now, I'm not playing around with that shit like that.
I got another one for you.
What's up?
Somebody said the coronavirus is man-made. How else would they have a name for it already?
Yeah, I've been like saying it was man-made. It's like these fast vaccines that come around the corner.
And Governor Cuoho.
Who?
Cuomo, but I call him Cuoho.
No, what's his nigga name for?
Cuomo.
Yeah, it don't sound like no motherfucker I vote for. But yeah.
No, he a governor.
That's what I said. Go ahead with the shit.
He the governor of New York. When he was helping New York with the coronavirus shit. But this bastard was talking about he going to get the military and force people to take the vaccine.
I wish the fuck they would.
Talking about he going to start with the blacks, then with the Puerto Ricans, then the whites.
Don't
get the fuck out of here. That fucking bitch-ass Bill Gates went to Africa to test it on Africans. But I said, oh my God, shoot that motherfucker.
What was the comedian said that was like, shit, since white people want to be first all the time, shit, here you go.
That clone meat.
There you go, nigga.
Get that motherfucker some clone meat first, nigga. Get it. Look, you eat it first.
Facts. You gonna get with the retarded meat? This nigga Cat Williams retarded. This, you know what clone meat? Bro, that's stupid. But no, my nigga.
Somebody said, I saw a post on Facebook this week that said, use sandpaper on your windshields to get rid of the ice.
I don't know.
Dumbass.
Try it.
They are dumb for doing that.
I'm
shit.
The one that put hot water on ice. Facts.
Like I say every time, social media is just a platform for people that don't say shit to say stupid shit and dumb shit they don't normally say without repercussion. That's all that shit is, man. That's all that shit is. Nigga be saying some dumb shit, doing some dumb shit, but it's okay because they're behind a computer and they can't get checked. No, I'm saying it's okay to them. That's why I like doing the fucker on Facebook. You just got to show all these dumb asses.
There's always going to be someone that's not rap tight. You silly, bro.
No. You right, though. That do make sense here.
I don't know.
So, Patty. You had over there, bro? Mm-hmm. Nigga that hit the plane got quiet over there.
Did we finish it?
Yeah.
Do we?
Yeah.
Is that?
Yeah.
Damn. Much love. You already know what time it is.
Much love, man. Y'all be safe out there.
Thanks. Peace.
And have
love.
A good holiday.
Oh, no, we coming back for the holiday. We getting a holiday special episode.
Oh, word.
Thanks. But we gonna tell them no more. Peace out.
Y'all be safe out there, man. Peace.
Thanks.
Nature Bob's not enough.